Welcome to Your Ultimate Life Podcast, where we help you break free from mediocrity and create a life of purpose, prosperity, and joy. Get your free video series at yourultimatelife.ca.
Hey there. Welcome to this episode of Your Ultimate Life. I'm here to help you learn one of the most important skills in creating a life of purpose, prosperity, and joy. Because we think about purpose, prosperity, and joy is something out there, and it's really in here. We think that in order for me to have purpose, prosperity, and joy, other people, other things have to fall in line and do what I want. Not true. Not true. That is such an important thing. It's not true that other people and circumstances have to do what I want. If that were true, nobody'd ever be happy. Nobody ever does what we want, or rarely. So what is this self-creation stuff? I called this episode The Magic of Self-Creation. Now, again, before we get started, if you have not gone to www.yourultimatelife.ca, then I wonder if you're serious about creating purpose, prosperity, and joy for yourself. I've poured decades of work, well, a decade and a half, 16 years, of work that I've been doing. I don't do anything else. I'm an alchemist, and I use that word you see on the screen there, because there's part science and part magic. Excuse me. But I am the creator of purpose, prosperity, and joy for myself, and the catalyst to help others create that. So I have poured everything I know about how to do that. How to have a rich, abundant, joyful life with enough cash and enough joy to just pour out and share with others. And I've put it in the five master keys for your ultimate life. www.yourultimatelife.ca. So go there and get that. It doesn't cost any money, but it will cost you some time and energy. So it's not free in that sense. All right. Today we're going to talk about self-creation. Because here's the truth about life. Nobody's coming. No one is coming to rescue you. Now, last episode, we talked about self-compassion and how compassion and intentional focused effort in creating your body and your spirit and forgiving yourself for past mistakes and forgiving others for their horrifying injustices or their mistakes is an essential element for you to show up fully. That's really obvious. If you're carrying around baggage, whether it's anger at yourself or others, and that's how you show up every day, you're pretty useless because a big piece of you is consumed with something you can't even fix. That's like saying the phrase, drinking poison and waiting for the other person to die. You know, that's what we're doing when we keep that baggage. All right, so that was yesterday. Self-compassion. Today, I'm going to focus on another thing, and that is getting out from behind the mask. Now, this picture behind me, if you're looking at it, you can see it, and it's kind of a funny thing. And there's people that have asked me, I say that a lot, I hope you're looking at the picture, because I use backgrounds that are consistent, have a message connected with the episode. And some people listen to the audio, and they say, where can I find the video? YouTube. They're on YouTube. The podcasts are on YouTube. Go to my YouTube channel, Ultimate Life Formula. Ultimate Life Formula. That channel is dedicated to helping you create the pieces you need and delete the pieces you don't so you can have that ultimate life. And this is not just noise. This is a carefully crafted 15-year journey, 16, 17 years, now going on 17, of work on how to do this because I used to live so far from an ultimate life, living in fear, living as an imposter, living hoping people didn't find out about the real me, living loathing myself and all the struggles that come with deep, deep depression and self-sabotage and all the rest. Then having a dramatic change in 2007 and spending the years since then, we're going on 17 now, discovering, diving deep into the secrets of self-creation, of creating that life that you love every day. And it's possible. It's possible for you right here, right now. Don't care how old you are, how young you are, what's happened before, or where you're starting. What's important is that you make a decision right now to start and move in a positive direction. This day, this moment, this is your invitation. All right. So self-creation is one of the most important secrets. We did self-compassion, as I mentioned. So what is it that is self-creation? Well, we have this belief drilled into us, ground into us, that externalities create our life. How much money we have, where we grew up, poverty or wealth, the opinions of others, our physical limitations, whether we have, you know, body parts that are not, quote, perfect. I got a boatload of those. I have hearing problems. It has started 20 years ago, 20 plus years ago, 2000 about now. So 24 years ago, I started realizing I wasn't hearing well and I had to start getting hearing aids. And I've had progressively stronger hearing aids. And I've had laser stapedotomy, which is a surgery inside the inner ear, all trying to get me hearing. And I can hear, but certainly, not, you know, it's pretty severe, somewhere between mild and severe hearing loss. So what? And I could feel bad about that, especially because I'm a musician and I do music, you know, I write songs and everything. And so I have to do other things. I have to use visual cues and equalizers and, you know, FFT curves and everything else to make sure the music's got a good balance. But I still have it and I complain. Same thing for my eyes. My vision has been terrible since I was a kid. I have special contacts now that are really big. They go clear out to the whites of the eyeballs. They're giant, called scleral lenses, because my corneas are mush. So, and I've got arthritis and my right leg hurts, blah, 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 blah. Those are my things. I'm not whining and I'm not complaining one tiny molecule. Because I know you've got a boatload. Maybe you've got illnesses also, physical things. Maybe you've got emotional or spiritual damage that's difficult. Maybe you've been convinced because of things that happened to you in the past that you're worthless. And if you were worth anything, all this bad stuff wouldn't have happened to you. And how dare you be, you know, mistreated or abused in that fashion? That's not true. Every one of us goes through a pile of crap, our own pile of crap, custom designed to test our mettle, M-E-T-T-L-E, metal, strength, courage, resilience, and all the rest. If you don't like it, I didn't create life that way. Take it up with a designer later, but it is. And I for one, choose now not to lay down and get whooped by that, even though I chose to get whooped for decades. At age 52, I made a decision. I was going to create my life, myself, and no longer hand the controls over to anybody else. So, self-creation. Wow, what a big word. Like, God created our spirits and the world and the universe and, you know, non-duality and all of the rest of the phrases that talk about the spiritual nature and the connectedness of all of us. Well, all of that is true. It's 100% true. It's described in 1,000 different ways, but there is an intentional creation and you and I are part of it. The important question is, what are we going to do with it? We're here. Whether you're born in Tibet or Colombia or the U.S. or Canada, I'm in Canada, or anywhere, France or anywhere else. You are born and you get to decide what to do with your life in spite of the circumstances around you, poverty, wealth, war, peace, etc. And there's no question some are more difficult than others. I'm not here to downplay the seriousness or severity of some of the struggles that people are born into or the things that are inflicted upon them. What I am affirming is your right to sovereign and self-creation 100% of the time. What does that mean? That means you get to create who you are being in the midst of your struggle. The struggles are out there. To the extent you internalize them and take them into your heart, then they move from out there to in here. Now, the struggles may have left you with a limp or broken bones or some illness or poverty or whatever. Okay. You know, I can't talk about anyone else's. I mean, I know lots of details about lots of folks' lives because my clients share lots of stuff with me. I'm not going to share any of that here, but people that I know and have worked with have had terrible, terrible abuse issues, have had bankruptcies. I share that with several, you know, and have had abuse of multiple kinds, not just physical, sexual, intellectual, emotional, just all of that. All of those are true. But we still have the sovereign right to create ourselves. And that starts with ending the power of past, ending the power of the past in the present. We talked a little bit about that last episode in forgiveness. Now, here's the piece. I'm not going to repeat what I said there. Go listen to episode 853 if you want to hear that. But here's the thing. Since you have the levers, what are you doing with it? I'm not suggesting you can do all this on your own. I certainly couldn't. If you want to get past damage emotionally, physically, or spiritually that has been inflicted on you or that you have created for yourself because of mistakes you've made, you probably have to get help. Trying to do it on your own means you're going to take a lot longer, and it's very likely we get discouraged. I did for decades. It was only when I realized I was going to get better and I chose to get help, be vulnerable, and just go get the help I needed. What did my help look like? In some cases, it was physical. I needed to try different medications to get myself a little better adjusted. I needed lots of counseling and shrinks and, you know, psychiatrists, psychologists, all kinds of people to help me re-understand, recontextualize stuff that had happened. So whatever help you need, I've hired a lot of coaches. Coaches are different than doctors. Doctors help you when you're broke to get to normal. Coaches go from normal to excellent. Coaches are the ones who help you realize who you really are. And that's what I wanted to talk about today. Imagine you've all seen superhero stories, right? Some of them, their origin stories, how they became whatever they became, the radioactive spider for Spider-Man, and, you know, the experiment with Bruce Banner turning him into the Hulk and all the rest. Most of the time we sit behind a mask. We sit behind a mask and we're not allowing the world to see our true selves. I don't mean bragging. I don't mean putting others down. I just mean the love and authentic power that you have to add good to the world. You and I were built to add good to the world, to love and serve each other. The way that we've created the world is one of greed, selfishness, what's in it for me, me, me. And with that comes all the misery that we see in the world. There's no mystery about that. We are built to love and serve each other. We are happiest when we love and serve each other. So how do we do that? Well, I'm going to tell you what I have learned in these 16 and a half years. And it is self-creation. Self-creation. I don't know why God designed us to go to sleep every night. I'm grateful for it because I sure am tired at the end of the day. But we sleep away a third of our lives. 8 hours. And then I like to say we die every night and we wake up every morning, recreated, reborn. The problem is we don't do that. We do die every night, but we go to bed upset with the baggage of the day, frustrated, worried, scared about tomorrow, feeling regrets about today, etc. Well, so then the rest that is supposed to rejuvenate us doesn't. And you fret during the night, you sleep poorly. That's a recipe for disaster. When yesterday's over, let it be done. You say, how do I do that? I can't help it. Yes, you can. That's like not going to the doctor to fix or dentist to fix a toothache. If you notice that you are struggling and repeatedly having trouble going or staying to sleep, getting the rest you need during the night because you're churning, then meditation is the answer. Learning to meditate. Meditation is simply the art of learning to be present, to put other thoughts and concerns out of your mind, to allow yourself to sleep, and if you meditate during the day, to recover quickly. All kinds of studies about how, you know, a 15 or 20 minute meditation during the day is as good as an hour of sleep. Well, meditation is concentrated relaxation so that it's fast and furious. The first five books I wrote of the 19 that I have written, And if you want to see all of those or any of them to see what I've written about, it's on Amazon. Look up my name on Amazon. I've written books about forgiveness and about my near-death experience and about a business book called The Results Equation, a book about how to write books called The Story Arc, and just all kinds of them. All of them have come from my own experience, my own need to grow. The most recent book is called Living with Purpose and Power, and in that book is a much more detailed version of what we're doing today, which is talking about how to create yourself every day. How to do that. All right. So the first piece is how you go to sleep. How you go to sleep. If you go to sleep upset, if you go to sleep too late, a study shows that an hour of sleep before midnight's worth two afterwards, and one study said three after. So going to sleep way late makes it harder to get fully rested and get prepared. So physically, go to sleep early. Learn to meditate to clear your mind and heart so you can have good relaxation. So those are the first two things. The next thing is how to wake up. How to wake up. Many years ago, I saw Eben Pagan create a product called Wake Up Productive. And he talked about his version of what he did in the mornings to wake up productive. In other words, how do you start the day so it is a good day instead of random? Well, I didn't feel good this morning. I woke up and I'm just not feeling it today. And all that stuff we say. What if you could have a process where you could get yourself feeling good every day, or nearly every day, 95, 98% of the time. So you could have a ripping good day, no matter what happened. You think that's impossible? It's not. I've learned to do it, coming from a place of being the opposite. And that's what we're going to talk about more today. But if you want to learn the deep secrets, I can't do that in a 30-minute episode. Get a hold of me, because that's one of the things I teach. You have a right and an opportunity to have a fabulous, productive, wonderful day every single day. If you're not, it's just because you're not preparing yourself and doing it. So, all right, so here's how I create my day. I'm not saying it's the only way, but I'm saying it works. Number one, you have to be intentional and you have to do it every day. It's not an accident. Well, I get up, I check my email, I have some coffee, or I exercise, and then I take a shower and read the paper or the news online, and then I go do my stuff. That's not good. I'm not saying there's anything wrong, no judgment there. That is an inadequate preparation ritual to prepare yourself to be most productive for the day. Why? Because you're leaving big chunks of preparation out. If you're an athlete and you only prepare a little bit for your sport before the game, you're not going to be at your best. So why wouldn't you be at your best every day? I don't know. I love being at my best every day. I use an acronym called SPEM, S-P-E-M. It's arbitrary in terms of how it breaks up life. I've seen wheels of life that have as many as 12 pieces and stuff, too many. Spiritual, physical, emotional, mental. I do some spiritual preparation, some physical preparation, some emotional preparation, and mental preparation every day. Why? Just because I love being prepared. My body, my spirit, my mind, my energy, my emotions, all prepared, ready to go. What do I mean by that? Well, when I teach this, I have people start with 10 minutes in each area. So a 40-minute morning preparation ritual. Some people tell me, oh, I don't have time. I couldn't do that. And of course, that's nonsense. Time is all you have. It is what you choose to do with your time that decides how productive, how powerful, how good, how much of that ultimate life stuff you have. So the idea you don't have time is just nonsense. Go to bed earlier. Cut some TV out. Do something so you create the time. Why? Because the activities I'm going to give you create time. You'll have more time, less mistakes, better focus, faster decisions, and it'll be more fun. Ooh, who doesn't want that? I do. Sign me up. I have it. I do it every day. All right. The spiritual piece is whatever connects you to the unity of the universe, to your God, to the Creator, to non-duality, to whatever your expression is of that divine substance and space that we all know exists. Maybe you haven't had access to it. Maybe you haven't created access. Well, it's just like any relationship. Take some work. takes some work and some willingness. So my spiritual preparation includes prayer. It includes meditation. It includes something I call a PTAC, personal truth and commitment document, which is worth several episodes, but it is a document. It's my contract with the universe. Okay, and I'll share one or two statements from it just so you get an idea of what I'm talking about. My PTAC is several pages long, and I have it memorized, and I say it every day. Every day in very solemn and clear and powerful words. Why? Because I want to remind myself of who I've decided that I am. The words in it don't come from anyone else. No one's permission, no one's agreement. It's what I've decided to be. So one of them is a reminder, and it says, I am at cause. I create my being and call into existence every part of my experience. It's a reminder that I'm sovereign and I get to create how I react to whatever the world brings me, how I create. Another one is, I am truth. Or I'm sorry, it is, I am my word. I speak only truth. I do what I say. I am who I seem, with no camouflage, duplicity, or guile. And that one's important to me because I used to lie so much and fabricate and create all kinds of stuff in the old world. And I don't anymore. Transparent, clear, I do what I say, I mean what I say, etc. So those are two of the statements, and yours should be yours if you create something like that. So that's spiritual, something that connects you to the truth of your divine being. You're a superhero. Maybe you're hiding behind masks, you know, and maybe you're already, quote, emerged in your power. I don't know, but most people I talk to are not very confident about it. And they live in a bit of fear, imposter syndrome, you know, a bunch of words. So that's spiritual. Physical is pretty obvious. Taking care of your body is critical. The body is the house of the spirit. If you don't take care of it, you're tired, malnourished, you know, not healthy, your weight isn't right, your blood sugar isn't right. If you don't handle those things, it's really hard to stay focused and clear, to spread joy and cheer, and to add good to the world, which is what we're all called to do. The third thing is, and so that for me is exercise of some kind, yoga, martial arts stretches, something to wake up and honor the body. E for SPEM is emotional. To me, all of my relationships go there. So I spend 10 minutes, 10, 10, and 10, 10 minutes sending messages to people I love. Most especially my beloved soulmate, Joy, but also clients or other acquaintances, just people that I think of and I see their names, and they might occur to me during meditation, or I might look through Facebook Messenger, WhatsApp, or something to see names. And when I'm moved, I send messages of love and kindness and joy. Or I might repair something. If something has been left not like I wanted, then I might reach out and say, hey, you know, let's fix this, let's talk, let's do whatever. But it's about relationships with myself, with others, and so forth. That's the E for emotional for me. M is mental, and that just means I'm always learning. So I might read some articles, I might read, I've got a whole stack of books over here I'm always in the middle of, and I read on purpose to stimulate my mind, my growth, my intuition, and my learning. So that is how I prepare myself. And I find, and I never skip, never, ever, ever, ever. It's not once in a while. It's every single day, all the time, period. Why? Because I like how it feels. I can't stand going into my day when I'm not prepared. Now that I've done that for years, and I get better and better and better at it, and it's gotten a lot longer than 40 minutes, but I love it. Now, one of the things I hear also all the time is what I said earlier about I don't have time. My ritual is usually between 2.5 and 3 hours. And someone might think, wow, wish I had that luxury. Let me tell you what I've discovered. I can't control the clock. Time ticks the same for all of us. But I can tell you that when I do these preparation activities, everything else I do is faster, like way faster. I don't have to think as much. My mind is focused and sharp. My decisions are quick, and I don't have to second guess and pull them back and redo. And the process of deciding is not a dance. And oh, there's clarity. Meditation brings clarity. All of that, so that preparation gives me, it feels like a multiplier of time. So that even though I've taken 2 or 3 hours in the morning for this preparation process, that every hour I have of doing things after that is worth about 2. And I'm not magic, even though I'm the alchemist, right? There it is, the alchemist. I'm not magic. But what that does when you prepare yourself, you're faster and you're better. Think back to a time when you were completely well prepared for a meeting, for a presentation, for a test, for something difficult. And it was like you went into flow. Everything was clear. You knew what to do. You knew how to say what needed to be said. You knew how to handle, different approaches to things. And, you know, if people were not together, disagreeing, you knew how to create unity. That kind of flow is what you create when you prepare yourself. You know, in Stephen Kotler's book, Stealing Fire or The Rise of Superman or some of the others, he talks about states of flow. A state of flow is not an accident. It is for most of us until we learn how to get there. You can create flow, which is that heightened state of awareness where time feels like it slows down, things are clear to you, and you make less mistakes. You're able to perform. And by perform, I don't even mean in front of anyone else. You're just able to take the action you want to take more quickly, more with more certainty, with more power, with more clarity, and with more fun. So self-creation. Now that acronym, S-P-E-M, SPEM, is the acronym I use. You don't have to do that, but you do need to do something. And here's the challenge. I challenge you right now to take the time to figure out what set of activities in the morning when you first wake up. Because, you know, an athlete doesn't warm up after the game. A performer doesn't warm up after the concert, right? Of course, you warm up before. So what set of things, thinking, breathing, breath work, yoga, martial arts, prayer, reading, what set of things gets you to where you're on fire, gets you to where you feel in flow? Now, what I've noticed is I had to experiment a lot. Try this, try that. And even today, I have probably 4 or 5 things in each of those 4 areas. So on one day, I may do a completely different set of spiritual activities. The recitation and recommitment to my personal manifesto, or PTAC, is always there, never optional. But there are other things that I do physically, emotionally, mentally, other things that I do, and it depends on what I'm inspired to do that morning. The goal is always to prepare, to have the most fun, to have the best day that I can, to be my best self. Why? My 3 words are love, create, serve, so I can love you more, so I can create something that's valuable for you, so I can serve you and lift and bless your life. That's all that I do. That's it. Again, I encourage you to go to www.yourultimatelife.ca to get that stuff, the master keys to your ultimate life. What I also encourage you to do is reach out to me. I'd love to talk to you. Getting to know people is one of my favorite things. It didn't used to be. I used to hate networking and feel embarrassed and hiding all the time. I don't feel that way anymore at all. I have become a lover of people. So I invite you to connect, and I invite you to reach out, and I invite you to take the opportunity for us to get to know each other. I'd love to see your divine nature and gifts. I love you already. I'm grateful for everything that you do. I offer this as an encouragement about how to create yourself on purpose and in the most powerful way possible. I know from my own experience and that of hundreds at this point of clients, that when you create yourself on purpose, your day is the most fun. You can create purpose, prosperity, which includes all the cash you need and joy. And in that process, you will create your ultimate life. Open your heart
and this time around. Thank you for listening to today's episode. We hope that you take it deeply into your heart and decide for yourself how you can create anything you desire. If you like what you heard, please subscribe to this podcast and share it with your friends. As always, we'd love to hear your feedback and topic suggestions. Until tomorrow, this is Your Ultimate Life with host Kellen Flukiger. Stand with your heart in the sky and your